Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great joy to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to get you on the road to heaven. Praise God. We have this powerful message talking about repentance. We're going to continue on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close of the message, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, in order to be a true saint, we must lay a good foundation of repentance. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because repentance is laying a good foundation so you can build upon. I'm telling you, praise God. Repentance is praying unto the Lord, saying, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I won't sin anymore. In other words, you're making a vow unto God. The old saints sang a song, Missionary Velvet. I made a vow to the Lord.
I won't take it back.
And I will not take it back. But you got some Christians today in 2023, they're playing games, saying, Lord, forgive me today. And they turn around and sin again tomorrow or next week, next month, sometime down the road. And he said, God is a forgiving God. That's what he said. Now, the Lord don't want you to be playing with him like that. Playing games.
Keep killing him afresh.
Amen. You don't need to do that. But we need to repent and turn from your sins. Let it go if you plan on being a true saint. Time out for playing games, being a hypocrite. It's time to be real for God. Preachers, it's time to wake up. Stop playing with the devil. The devil is not your friend. Stop messing with sin, saying God is a forgiving God. But it's time to let sin go if you want to make it to heaven. Don't leave this world with sin in your life. Because Jesus come to save us from our sins. And the Bible declares in St. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. How can your heart be pure if you're still playing with the devil, sinning, doing wrong, saying God is a forgiving God? I'm telling you, we've got to let sin go. Lay your foundation down. Repent of your sins, saying, Lord, if you forgive me of my sins, I won't sin anymore. It's time to let it go. Ecclesiastes 5:4, Missionary Velvet. What did the wise man say?
It said, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he has no pleasure in food. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better it is that thou should not vow than thou shouldest vow and not pay.
Now let me tell you.
Suffer not thy mouth to call thy flesh to sin.
Now, when you make a vow to the God, saying, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I won't sin anymore. We need to pay up on that vow. That means stop sinning. People don't want to stop. They want to say God is a forgiving God. They want to keep on sinning and enjoy the world and say God will forgive me anyway. I'm telling you, you can't go to heaven like that. And I'm making it known. Amen. There's no need to waste time playing in church thinking you're going to heaven. doing things your way, trying to live a so-called good life, saying God knows my heart. I'm telling you, God do know your heart. He know you need to repent of your sins and turn from your sins. That's what the Lord need to know about you. Amen. What good is you repenting and not turning from your sins? I'm telling you, you need to turn from them sins so the Lord can save you. Amen. Part of true repentance is to turn from your sins and don't do it anymore. Make that vow. Pay up on that vow. It's several ways of repenting. People always say, well, you pray, cry to the Lord, saying, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I won't sin anymore. That's one method of repentance. But there are several other methods of repentance. Another method is when you make a vow to God, saying, Lord, if you heal my body of this sickness, I'll serve you. I'll follow you. The Lord heal your body of cancer. Heal your body of sugar diabetes. Heal your body of high blood pressure. Do a miraculous healing in your life. When the doctors say you're going to die, and the Lord bring you out, heal you, say amen, to cause you to be made whole. Praise God. Amen. Even the doctors are amazed. They are surprised. They are speechless. Praise God. What God did, work a miracle. You need to pay up on that vow. Turn your heart to the Lord. Repent of your sins. Amen. Turn from it. Amen. Pay up on it. Praise the Lord. Serve the Lord like he told you. Like you told the Lord. Because the Lord can remind you, you made that vow, remember? And it's up to you to pay up on it. If you pay up on it, you'll be blessed. If you don't, God's going to hold it against you. The Lord don't heal people for you to have a better body to serve that devil out there. I'm telling you, and people need to understand and know that. He healed you for his glory. I'm telling you. When the Lord deliver you from the death grips, when the devil done run you down with cocaine and crack and heroin, and the Lord rescue you from the grips of Satan and put you back, amen, again, to be able to live in this life. Amen. It's time to give your heart to Jesus. Pay up on your vow. I'm telling you. If the Lord bless you to get a good job, bless you to get a good career. Amen. When it seemed like it was impossible and the Lord gave this to you, it's time to pay up on that vow that you made unto God. Serve the Lord. Live for Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you to get married to a good husband, a good wife. Amen. It's time to pay up on that vow and repent, turn from your sin and live for Jesus. I'm telling you, praise God. That's all of those are methods of repentance. And people need to understand, know that. Amen. The Lord wants people to turn from their sins. It's time to turn from your sins. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. You won't sin anymore. So the Lord can save you. You can't be saved playing games like people doing now. Amen. Sinners in the church, sinners outside the church. Fornication going on in church, fornication going outside the church. Where's the difference? They're both going to hell if they don't stop. I'm telling you. Praise God. But people need to turn from sin. Stop letting the devil use you. Well, Peter, he cursed. He was a follower of Jesus Christ. Peter was a follower of Jesus Christ, but he couldn't get delivered like talking about. Amen. He did fail by the wayside. He did deny Christ. He did use profanity. But Peter repented. He turned from that sin. Yes, he did. The Bible says he wept bitterly. Wait a minute, when he denied Christ. And he repented and turned from that sin. And the Lord saved Peter. Amen. And the Lord sanctified Peter too. And I'm going to talk about that later because I preach about that too. Praise God. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. And you don't see it nowhere in the Bible where he used profanity and curse anymore. And people need to understand, know that. It's time to turn from your sin. Stop playing games. It's time to turn from them sins. Because the Lord wants people to stop sinning. You heard me? Praise God. We're going to continue the message on another broadcast. But it's time to repent. And get rid of sin before sin get rid of you. I'm telling you, praise God. Let's get ready for prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Lord, if you forgive me, I will serve you the rest of my days. Turn from their sins. Lord, and Lord, I want you to, amen, blot out their transgressions. Cast them away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know, Jesus, you are real. You can change their life. Turn their life around. Make their life brand new. Lord, go into the churches. Let revival break out in them churches. Let the preacher turn from sin. Let the members turn from sin. And Lord, and get their life right with the Lord before it be too late. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise Him, praise Him. The Lord is good, and the Lord loves each and every one of us. The song says, search me, Lord, search me, Lord. If you find anything that's not like you, please take it out and strengthen me, because I want to live right and I want to be whole. I mean, if you believe that message, that prayer, that Elohim that's gave us, the Lord has heard your cry, and He has set you free. Now it's up to you to keep on praying and stay on the right road and take up your cross daily to follow Jesus. And that those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often say, that if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. People may have said things, you may have done things yourself, and they may have thrown you away, but God is there to lift you up. He is there to restore you, redeem you, revive you. And make you a servant to be able to serve Him faithfully. Those in the free world, we think of your prayers and support of our ministry. The Lord has a blessing for you. He has a plan for you too. You allow Him to work in your life. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, glory to God. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, He is able to perform. I implore you, I challenge you to give God a chance, and He will not disappoint you. He is able to lift you up and to restore you. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Valley and myself. Amen. To go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. Praise God. And those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. The Heaven Bound Train website is there for all of you out there in the free world to be blessed and be inspired by. Click on it any time of day or night. The kids can click on there and get on the activity page to learn more about Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Amen. To the next broadcast, the Chaplain William Owen, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been
been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.